Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Appreciate that very much. Like I said, I know that there's a whole bunch of other shows out there you can be tuning into. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, make things happen, if you would. We talk about it on the show all the time, how you can make certain things happen. And then that way there, you become part of the solution. I mean, that'd be really cool, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously. I go through it all the time. You try to help people out. You explain to them how to become part of the solution, how to bring these things, you know, for you. Not just moms, you dads need to get off your butts, too, head over to these schools. Can't be just all about, you know, moms being there, right? But you dads have a difference. You can make a difference. You can make a lot of noise. They don't want to see you there either, believe me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. But, you know, I don't even know how to do this anymore. You know, Jim Jordan, I got to give him credit for what he's doing with these hearings. But what are we now? We're into July. Has anybody been arrested? Has anybody, have they given any requests for the DOJ to step up and do the right thing? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the whole thing works. I have an idea. But FBI Director Christopher Wray, he expressed no remorse after he admitted his agency had tried to infiltrate Catholic churches in Richmond, Virginia. The FBI reportedly was looking for extremist Christians. What does that look like? Now, from what I've read, it looks like, you know, faithful people who simply want to do what God's Word says, who want to live it out, right? Worship God on Sunday, that kind of thing. Well, worship Him every day of the week, but you know what I'm saying. And they're radicals now. If they find out that these people... Yeah, you heard me. These people go to church and believe Scripture. They're dangerous. Oh, it's all over the internet, all over Twitter. We are dangerous people if you believe in what the Word of God says. A few months ago, a leaked FBI memo labeled radical traditional Catholics as potential domestic terrorist threats And it was rescinded once it became public. Before it became public, everybody was out on it, doing it, dealing with it, at the FBI anyway. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan scorched Ray during a hearing, accusing him of stonewalling and not allowing Congress to interview the agents responsible. They're trying to put informants in the parish, in the church. If you don't let us talk to the people who did it, Jordan said, Americans have seen the FBI Richmond field office put together a memorandum saying pro-life Catholics are extremists. Was there any of these when extreme Muslims actually shot and killed people in this country? Did we see any of those memos where they infiltrated some of the mosques and what have you? I mean, you have to ask the question. Because I do not know how you get away with this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. It truly is the only way we win, right? I don't know how to fix that. Anyway, moving on. some of these stories are so sickening. I was talking earlier about, you know, having an evil people, evil community. No moral values. You know, where are the Dems screaming about some of these issues? They're so concerned about your 12-year-old getting the sex change operation they need, they could care less about anything else. A Nebraska woman pleaded guilty to helping 17-year-old daughter, right, you ready for this, with an illegal 29-week home abortion. Now, 29 weeks. More than able to live outside the womb. That wasn't good enough. Evil went further than that. Jessica Burgess, 42, she obtained abortion pills for her then 17-year-old daughter. The mother pleaded guilty to providing an abortion after 20 weeks of gestation, false reporting and tampering with human skeletal remains. She was also charged with concealing the death of another person and an abortion by someone other than a licensed physician. Now, according to the court documents, the mother had obtained the abortion pills online after, I talked about this before. You make these pills available online and all kinds of stuff's going to happen. Right? According to the court documents, the mother obtained these abortion pills online. So now anybody will get them. They'll give them to anyone. It's not going to be a problem. We'll deal more with this sickness, these sick people, right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Show me your host. It's fighting music. I like it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the whole solution. And I very much appreciate that. You know, back to the crazy stories. not like we have a choice. It seems to be that all that's going on right now. I mean, all this nut stuff. Right? Come on, be with me on this one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got a woman who helped her daughter, 17 at the time, get an abortion by, I don't know, somehow got the pills online. Nothing new, right? And then, but it gets worse. It's not just, because you can't just have an abortion, right? Now, the abortion was illegal because the baby was like 30 weeks old. And it could easily survive outside the womb at that time. I mean, how nasty is that? How evil have we become? For real. And I know some of you feminists who won't stick up for women in sports, but you'll stick up for this. Have you seen the 30-week-old baby? Look at it. And I know women have a right to kill. I got it. The mother pleaded guilty to providing an abortion after 20 weeks of gestation. Now, according to court documents, the mother had obtained the abortion pills online, like I said. After the teen aborted the 29-week-old fetus, though, the two, because that wasn't good enough, I mean, just basically burning it up from within wasn't good enough. The two burned the remains and buried them in a field north of their home. Let that sink in for a minute. And stop calling it a fetus, whoever wrote the story. It says, authorities later found they burned a fetus. No, they found they burned human remains of a baby. That's what they burned. That's what they found. In April 2022, police were told that the teenager had given birth to a stillborn baby in a bathtub at her home. When interviewed by police, the teen said that she had a miscarriage and that her mother had put the body in a bag in the back of her van. Investigators were led to the corpse. I keep wanting to say what Barack Obama said, but I won't. Investigators were led to the corpse, which they then dug up and discovered had thermal injuries consistent with being burned. Now, if they thought what they were doing was so right and so okay and it wasn't a problem, what the heck? Oh, that's right. Because the baby was survivable. It was 30, think about this, 30 weeks old. At this point, police obtained a warrant for the mother and the daughter's Facebook messages, which revealed that they planned to perform the home abortion and then dispose the body as evidence. So they admitted to the crime online. A report from the New York Post explains that in one of the messages, Celeste Burgess talked about how she can't wait to get the thing out of her body. Wow. The thing. People, we're raising a group of cold-hearted, just, I don't even know where to go with this. They're just cold-hearted, evil people. We wonder why we have these shootings at the schools. We wonder why these young kids are committing suicide. You tell them life is valueless from the point of conception to whenever. We're pushing for euthanasia type of laws. You have no value anymore. And this is what a society without God looks like. You have no value. The state tells you what to do, how to do, what's best for you, where you should work, how you should live, where you should live. Oh, yeah, that works out well. Abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy have been illegal in Nebraska since 2010. Matter of fact, most countries don't allow abortions up. I think it's 20 or 22 weeks. Right? Unless it's for the life of the mother or something along those lines. In May, Republican Governor Jim Phelan signed legislation banning the procedure after 12 weeks of gestation. Now, Jessica Burgess is scheduled to be sentenced on September 22nd. Her charges are two felonies and a misdemeanor. She's 18 years old. She's been charged as an adult, pleaded guilty to removing, concealing, or abandoning. The fact that they had to burn it. All right? I mean, seriously. It'd be one thing if she lied about the weeks or guessed at the weeks, got the abortion pill, aborted this thing, but to burn it just shows you how evil she is, how evil we've become. Tanner Barnwell, 22, also pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge related to him helping bury the body on his family's land. Yeah, I would have been like, no. Throw it in a bag in the back of my car. I'll take it to the police station. Right? I don't know how else to deal with this. This is ugly. This is mean. This is cold. This is evil. Truly evil. You know, I talked earlier to show you how sick they are. I'll do that after the break. I mean, seriously. Representative Troy Nels yells, shame on you. He destroys Chris Ray over the January 6th. He catches him in lies on child pornography cases. And then batters him on Ray. I mean, these guys were so sure that they had it laid out that they would have total control of, you know, Congress and the presidency, that they didn't even do a good job at hiding anything, right? So that in his hearing, this is the oversight of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they examined the politicizing of the nation's, I mean, think about this. It wasn't just the nation's. This was planet-wide. The FBI was regarded and respected pretty much in every country on the planet. Now, Representative Troy Nels of Texas, he's a former sheriff, he destroyed Chris Ray during his testimony. He brought video and photos of Ray Epps encouraging Trump supporters to enter the U.S. Capitol January 5th and January 6th, and then leading the charge through the first sight of barriers into the Capitol. I mean, how do they explain all this? They have it on video. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
Our commitment to Ukraine will not weaken.
We will stand for liberty and freedom today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes.
That's what President Biden declared in his speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden next travels to Finland for a meeting with that country's president Thursday. Finland just joined the Western Alliance in April. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. He promises more details on the company Friday. Musk backed OpenAI early on, but later criticized its ChatGPT for giving politically correct responses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We will. We are back. Just trying to get it together. Read some of these stories. I don't even know what to do with this. Anyway, we were talking about how Representative Troy Nehls just ripped Chris Wray apart and showed you where he was lying. There's so much visual proof. There's so much testimony, so many whistleblowers on this. And this is why the Democrats, when they had control, did not want you to see any of the video. I think Nancy left because she knew eventually that the video would come out. Or the videos would come out. Right? Now, this video showing that Ray Epps moved the stanchions, moved the gates, moved what he had to move to help those people get into, you know, the congressional chambers that day. There's also film of him hurling a massive metal sign at police that day. And he was never charged with anything. Right? He lied to the January 6th committee about his actions that day. He said he left early. But you can see them all through there. I mean, how are you going to say that didn't happen? Now, Representative Troy, he brought the videos and the photos of Ray Epps, and he didn't play around. Nehls opened a testimony asking Ray about the resources he used on politicizing January 6th investigation. He caught Ray lying about moving agents working on child trafficking to work on arresting Trump supporters who walked inside the U.S. Capitol. He went on to say, "It is clear that you guys are dealing with some of the sickest blanks in our society. I have an article here from CNN January 2022 calling January 6th investigation the biggest investigation in FBI history. And what shocks me about this," he said, "is that you don't mention January 6th again. The biggest, don't mention it one time." Because that makes me ask myself the question, what the heck are you hiding? You mentioned 38,000 agents and support personnel in your agency, how many FBI agents and support personnel have you assigned to the January 6th investigation? Chris Ray says, I don't know that number. I know we have a lot of people working on it. Nell says, fair enough, knowing that you're dealing with some of the sickest people in our society, with investigations related to child sex trafficking, have you reassigned any of those agents or personnel to investigate January 6th? Simple yes or no. Ray says, well, I don't believe we have reassigned people. He said, let me just say, Mr. Director, I find that disturbing because last month, Steve Friend, he testified before the Weaponization Committee. Mr. Friend was a domestic terrorist investigator for you, for the FBI, and he was told by one of his superiors January 6th was, I quote, a higher priority than pursuing child pornography cases, end quote. And for those of you watching in America, understand today's FBI is more concerned about searching for and arresting grandma and grandpa for entering the Capitol building that day than pursuing the sick individuals in our society who prey on children. It's a true statement. Right? They are so focused on political prisoners, on political enemies. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. We've had presidents we've heard about over the years that have had a political hit list, an enemies list. And yet, we can't go save these kids, right? Roy went on to say, look, Mr. FBI man, your priorities are flawed. But let's rehash what we know so far, right? It's the largest investigation in FBI history. You don't mention it in your testimony. Agents have been reassigned from child exploitation cases and so on, and yet you don't know about that. Ray Epps is caught on video and through testimony helping to get people into Congress, in the congressional chambers, breaking the law, and yet, what? You don't mention it. He goes on to say, while they were watching the video, there he is breaching the line, going in at the first breach into the Capitol grounds, restricted area. Mr. Ray, you've been arresting hundreds of people related to January 6th. There have been people arrested for breaching Capitol grounds. I think this is Coy Gerfin is an example. Rachel Genko is an example. And then we go to Mr. Brandon Straka. Brandon was arrested for disorderly and destructive conduct, which included yelling. I quote, go. Go as rioters tried to empty the Capitol. These three never went into the Capitol. They never assaulted anybody. So can we stop playing this game here? There's very little difference between the actions of Ray Epps and Brandon Straka that day. But yet Straka was arrested. Epps wasn't. Epps also testified to that he wasn't. He lied. He was at the Capitol grounds, just as Brandon Straka was. Epps even texted the nephew at 12:15 p.m. He said, "I quote, I was in front with the other. I was in front with a few others. It was on the video. I also orchestrated it. Now look into the camera, sir. When you answer my next question, are you going to arrest Mr. Epps?" Ray says, I'm not going to engage here in a discussion about individual people. I mean, listen to these people. They're arresting all kinds of people, but ones that they actually have a video, actually have in a picture, actually have proof of, they're not going to. And I think, personally, because they know what they were doing. The FBI knew they were there. They knew what they were doing. They knew there was what they were sent there to do. I believe they even told them some of the things they should be doing. Right? The FBI operatives. It's just nuts. Yeah, we do. I'm not so sure you can call it a two-tier system anymore, right? God, it is definitely... nothing but let's go after the conservatives. We'll go after people who believe that they should have rights and they should be able to exercise those rights. Those are the people we should be going after. Seriously. Well, the FBI on Monday, this is great, but you're going to kick on this. A lighthearted moment here, right? They asked Americans to help them protect the country by reporting criminal activity. And they put out an 800 number. Right? Justice is better than revenge. You may not be Superman, but you can call. You can help the FBI protect the country if you have information about federal crimes. Speak now. Use your free speech. This was great. So, the responses they got were amazing. Right? They were actually calling out the FBI for their own crimes. And some of the comments made that they sent to the FBI, these are to the FBI from the average person, the average true American. The FBI spied on President Trump based on phony information. The FBI lied to the American people about spying on Trump. The FBI hid the Hunter laptop. The FBI lied about the laptop. The FBI lied to the American public during Trump's impeachment, knowing Trump did nothing wrong. The FBI sent operatives to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. They raided homes of their political opposition. They raided the opposition's candidate's home on junk charges. They ignored Hunter Biden's hundreds of crimes. Oh, they set up poor white men in Michigan. I mean, I love these. These were great. People, they made the mistake of asking Americans to report crime, forgetting that, you know, at this point, they might be one of the biggest crime groups in the country. I don't know. Just saying. And then you hear that the FBI censored American citizens at the direction of the Ukrainian intelligence by banning social media accounts that Ukraine determined to be a threat to their agenda. This isn't coming from me. This is something the right is making up. They've been able to grab these off these, FOIA requests, Freedom of Information. Oh, the one lady sent in a... She sent an email to them saying, hey, I'd like to report Joe and Hunter Biden for receiving alleged bribes and kickbacks from foreign actors in exchange for policy decisions. God bless. Anyway, no, really, seriously, people. Got to pay attention to this stuff. All right, when we come back, I am going to play the clip from the man who fantasizes about a uterus transplant, but for all the wrong reasons. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and just truly, honestly, be part of the solution. Really, seriously. All right. Let's get back at it again. You know what? This is the one I tried to put on earlier. And I just... This is the evil that we see on a regular basis. Right? I mean, this is the evil that we talk about out there. And people just blow it off. They don't even want to talk about it. You have a male trans activist fantasizing about getting a uterus transplant so he can simply get pregnant and be the first. It's always good to be the first. Be the first trans to get an abortion. Isn't that exciting? You should always shoot to be the best at something, don't you think? Let me see if I get this to play the first time. Wouldn't that be right?
The first trans woman. The first trans woman to have a successful uterus transplant. ovaries and eggs included. And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion. I will let a doctor who has successfully transplanted a uterine complex before cut the organs out of a willing, healthy, transmasculine donor, place them in my body. I will devote myself, heart and soul, to their aftercare. I will have as much gay sex as it takes with as many trans women as it takes, and let the transphobes and homophobes scratch their heads wondering what to make of it. And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion.
This is not sick. Nobody is offended by this. This is a very sick individual. This individual should never be allowed near kids. Do we no longer have? I don't get this. Do we no longer have mental institutions for these people? And so much for safe, legal, and rare. Remember that? Remember that? That was the Roe versus Wade that they all want to go back to. You want to go back to that? Sure. Safe and rare. Think about that. But this isn't the other one of those. And this person wants to have the ability. I mean, think of the beauty behind this, really. And you women, I know most of you don't think this way, but you have the right, you have the gift, if you would. You have the ability to create life, to carry life, to give birth to life. How evil do you have to be to choose to kill it? Look at this person's only goal. They want the ability to create life so they can kill it. Right? Just pure evil. You go to Romans chapter 1 if you're a Christian. It's a reference to Satan coming up with new ways of sinning. I don't believe this is necessarily a new way of sinning. But man, in your face evil, telling your kids this is normal and good and okay, and you have a right to decide what to do with your body. Which is right. You know what? You want to ink it all up? That's up to you. You want to do all this stuff? Again, totally up to you. But when you start screwing around with other people's kids, hurting these kids, it's just amazing to me. Totally and utterly amazing. And you think it's good. It's cool. It's okay. Nothing to see here. We have, again, as a Christian, I'm sitting there going, Jesus, what are you waiting for? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Finally having a surgeon coming for you. I mean, again, you're always hearing how this stuff doesn't take place. But a surgeon at Oregon Health and Science University has come forward and admitted to performing irreversible transgender surgeries on prepubescent children. Now, this should raise some serious, significant ethical and medical concerns. Dr. Blair Peters is a queer surgeon, acknowledges the challenges of obtaining consent from young children who have not yet even experienced sexual feelings. And they have a limited ability to comprehend the post-surgical procedures, but he's done them. Why? How do you let him get away with it? He is admitting to what we've been saying. These kids don't know what they're doing. They have no clue as to what's going on. And yet we're allowing the doctors to do this? The people that you elect to go protect us? Dr. Peters is a Canadian trained surgeon. He discussed the complexity surrounding transgender surgeries on these prepubescent children. I mean, he's working hard to get consent from parents and kids to make this happen. When it comes to procedures like pubertal suppression, potential future genital surgeries, the lack of sexual experiences, and limited understanding of these young patients make it very hard to do. Why? God. Because it shouldn't be happening. They don't have the mental ability to figure out what's going on or know what you're doing. And they want to make their parents happy, so if you got one of them that's like off the deep end, saying, oh, little Johnny, I love you so much more if you're little Susie. Yeah, don't tell me that doesn't happen, because it does. Peters pointed out the difficulties of providing post-operative care for young patients who have undergone transgender surgery. Young, are you listening to this? Specifically, the surgeon noted that the challenges faced by young boys who require repeated painful dilation to prevent their just new created vaginal canal from closing up. Wow, now how does that happen? The intensive and invasive post-operative care for dilation poses a significant barrier for those young patients, especially considering their limited engagement with their own genitalia. So they don't even know what this stuff does. They don't even know what they're supposed to use these parts and pieces for. This is how sick this is. God, amazing. Just amazing. No, really, I'm getting ready to throw up in my own mouth. Also, he admits that there's a lack of long-term outcome data regarding these experimental surgeries on children and adolescents. So they're experimenting. They admit to experimenting on your kids. And you still, some of you on the left, are still 100% on board with this. It is beyond me. The medical community is still in early stages of learning about the effects of these pubertal suppression and genital surgeries. That's why we have to continue to do research at the Oregon Health and Science University. They want to be on the cutting edge of this. Go figure that one out. Growing public pushback against transgender surgeries on children, as well as the medical sector's increasing marketing of transgenderism to young individuals, it's become a real contentious issue. Now, so true, right? Because he just admitted, we don't have the information. We haven't taken the time. We don't have the information. We don't know what's going on with these. And yet you want to continue to do them. You people who claim that you care about the kids, you want to continue to do these. It's beyond me. It's like, I don't know what will happen. I don't know how it'll affect my child. But I think we ought to do it because that's what he wants to do or she wants to do. Are we for real? Seriously? Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I just don't get any of this. Really. When are you going to start sticking up? And some of you do already. I got it. When are you going to start sticking up for your kids? Right? When are you going to start sticking up for those young kids who can't stick up for themselves? When are you going to act like adults and not little kids who want your kids to be your friends, to love you? Right? Your kids don't always love what you're going to do. They're not always happy with what you're going to do. Right? Why do you don't need to be their friends at 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 years old. That's not what it's all about. Anyway, if I didn't start drinking, I should now. God bless. Thanks for being with me, guys. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I'll watch you back here with me tomorrow. You've been listening to the Joe Mussini Show on the Genesis Communication Network.